Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You want to see loco?
Yeah.
Dolphins have nine players to line of scrimmage. Back to throw, Cam. Deep down. Field is picked off by Holland. His second interception as a pro. 10:39 out to play, first quarter. Cam back to throw from his own end zone. Deep downfield, picked off again by Xavien Howard. Boy. Xavien Howard with his third interception of the year. And the second interception by the Dolphin defense gets Cam this afternoon.
Where's he throwing that? X-Man just cuts underneath it, but that ball looks like it's up for grabs. Cam Newton got a big old smile on his face. I don't know why.
Miami trying to take the lead. We're tied at 7 with 9:10 left to play until halftime. Back to throw. Tua fires. Touchdown, Miami. Waddle snuck into the end zone, and Miami makes the Panthers pay for the interception. The Dolphins go to 5-7 on the year. The Panthers fall to 5-7. Miami has the New York Giants here. 1 o'clock kick at Hard Rock Stadium next Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
The Dolphins looked like good.
Yeah.
Not good. Good.
In the country, we call that a good old-fashioned mud stomping.
That's exactly what it was. And it doesn't require context. We've done that a lot this season. Well, they look good, but you were playing against so-and-so. Like, a lot of the victories, and not that there's been a ton of them, what are they, 5-7 now?
Yeah.
A lot of them have required context. This one requires no context. Enjoy it. They looked good. They were dominant on all sides of the ball, and they ran that Carolina Panthers team off that field.
Broke their soul. You could see on the sideline at halftime. You saw Cam Newton just was broken. Didn't know what to do.
5 of 20, Crowder.
That's embarrassing.
5 of 20.
You tell me a 6.7 QBR isn't good?
I mean, you're 2 weeks removed. You just heard it in Solana's montage from I'm Back being like the number one highlight across the country. You're 2 weeks removed from that. 5 for 20.
He needs to add an up at the end. I'm back up. That's what he became, isn't it? I'm back up. P.J. Walker takes your job.
P.J. Walker from the XFL.
He went out there confused and getting knocked in the back of his head. You know what? I give you a go Canes today, the U, because my man Phillips showed out.
I'll tell you what. Jalen Phillips, there was a tweet I saw from Marcel Louis Jacques. He's been on with us before. He covers the Dolphins for ESPN. Jalen Waddle puts a little check mark next to him. Jalen Phillips puts a little check mark next to him. Javon Holland puts a little check mark next to him. And he writes, Chris Greer might have messed around and nailed the 2021 draft. Now, we criticized Chris Greer for 4 or 5 weeks straight on this show, and Dolphins media did, and, you know, texters and tweeters. He might have messed around and nailed the draft. Jaylen Waddle looked like a superstar yesterday.
Isn't that what we were asking, and OG was saying? Don't give me the 9 catches for 71 yards. Give me the 5 for 140 and a touchdown.
He was moving vertical, and he looked it, and he was setting records out there. Jaylen Phillips had, I think, 3 sacks yesterday.
He did the Carmelo triple sign after his third.
Because how many times were we saying after the first few weeks, ooh, maybe they drafted the wrong Kane, right? And now, all of a sudden, Jaylen Waddle, Jaylen Phillips, and then, you know, we've seen Javon Holland the last couple of weeks, and again yesterday. So maybe Chris Greer got it all right.
And a lot of guys, even with Tua. We're talking about it off here. Tua could have gone for 300.
Easy.
They took their foot off. They could have like mud style. They could have ground him into the mud.
Yep.
What was he say, 12 minutes left?
They wanted to run the clock, starting with 12 minutes in the fourth quarter.
We're up 23. Let's just run this thing out. Tua could have been – he was 160 at halftime. I do the math. That's 320. Tua could have gone for 300 if he needed him to. Looked great. When Jaylen Waddle caught that ball up the middle of the field and got after it, and when you put that chin down and start track running, he is fast. He's a blazer. It looked good. All around looked good. Xavier's making plays. Your vets are making plays. Agba's knocking the hell out of people. So the guys you depend on and the young guys, everybody balled yesterday. I'm with you. Can I pull out something negative? I can't. What else could you say?
The only negative that you could pull out is, why does it take them this long every season to get rolling like this? That's the only negative. I was thinking about it after the game. I'm like, could you find fault in anything? The only fault I could find is, why does it take this long for Brian Flores' teams? And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. Like, this is the third season.
Yeah.
His team starts slow. I'm not making something up here. They're in the hunt. I mean, everybody saw it, right? I mean, it was on the Red Zone Channel graphic. Mm-hmm. The Dolphins are in the playoff hunt. Why does it take them so long to get rolling?
My answer, honestly, and I think this is what it is, 3 years, 3 slow starts, 3 offensive coordinators. They're trying to figure it out as they go along. That would be the answer to that, because the whole lull, the second quarter lull, there was no second quarter lull. They could have put up more points in the second. They could have dropped a 50-burger, honestly, if they wanted to.
I believe so.
They could have dropped a 50-burger. Those OCs are trying – it was Chad O'Shea, then Chan Gailey, and now Gotsi and Stoopsville. That would be my answer to that. But you put up 33. I'd never thought this team had 30 in their pocket, and I believe yesterday they could have put up 50. It just – you're trying to figure out your personnel, figure out what you have. They protected those tackles. They would put the tight end in and chip the end to let him release. They figured out their blocking scheme, but it took them too long to do it. That's it. That would be my answer to that question.
Travis Wingfield tweeted out, for those of you that are still, you know, I don't know. Tua Tagovailoa has now started 16 games. That's a season. Used to be a season. It's not. It's one game short this season, but that's essentially a season. Tua Tagovailoa's 16 games as a starter. He's throwing 351 out of 524. It's a 67% completion percentage. He's thrown for 3,515 yards over those 16 games. 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, a 90.5 passer rating, and he's got 6 rushing touchdowns.
You tell me, we say 21 touchdowns, six rushing. So 20 accounted for 27 touchdowns in his first 16
games. If I told you Tua's first season, and I understand it's split over 2 seasons because of injury and benchings and whatever the case may be. But if I told you his first 16 games were going to be 67% completions, 3,500-plus yards passing, 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 90.5 passer rating, 6 rushing TDs, you'd sign up for it every draft.
I'm Rick James. Give it to me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I want that.
Yep.
That's what we drafted him for. That's what we saw in Alabama. 70% completion percentage over 2 games. First time that happened in Dolphin history. I saw the graphic. We're talking about Marino's in that category as well and hadn't done that after 2 games. Like, come on now. I'm not saying Tua's the bee's knees of the NFL. But please put this whole thing into context, and you see his progression.
Yes.
You see him, the Jaylen Waddle, the long catch. You see him step up. You saw Phillip. I love Phillip Lindsay. This Phillip Lindsay stole my heart in one game.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Step up. He hit the defensive end to a step right up, dropped the ball perfectly, in stride for him to strike out. You're seeing a young quarterback progress. And on the other side, you're seeing Justin Herbert regress. Because Herbert is doing nothing
throwing
right now.
Picks, doing nothing.
Let's pump the brakes.
That's right.
R-E-L-A-X, like my man Aaron Rodgers says. You got to relax sometimes and let things play out.
My computer is broken, so I can't see any of the texts. But my guess is the Tannehill lover texting people are conspicuously absent.
I have Tanny's first 16 starts here. It's the first thing I did because I have PTSD. I've looked them up.
I don't even care about his first 16 starts. I care about his two or three starts without Derrick Henry with Tennessee. Because I don't care to compare him to Tua's first 16 starts. I want to know how he looks without Derrick Henry. Spoiler alert, I know how he looks without Derrick Henry. I watched him for seven seasons without Derrick Henry. And now I watched him the last couple of games without Derrick Henry. Stunningly, he looks a little bit different than he looked with Derrick Henry.
Wow. So you don't have a 250-pound block of cement running behind you? Changes the approach of the game.
A little bit.
Yes.
All right, let's
Hey, I'm interested, Solana.
All right, go ahead.
I'll bite the lure this time.
Give us his first 16 games with the Dolphins.
It was his first season. He started all 16 games, seven of nine.
Who was it supposed to be that season? Was it David Garrard that season?
Was that when he tore his knee up jet skiing or something?
Was it David Garrard? Is that who I'm
2012. I can't remember.
It was supposed to be an old veteran they brought in.
I think it may have been David Garrard.
I forgot we had David Garrard, and I forgot that he tore it up.
I don't think he ever played a snap, right?
No.
Yeah.
Brought
him
in.
They ended up starting Tannehill because they were forced to, and then David Garrard never ended up playing a snap.
Oh, jet skis are violent.
Jaguars legend, David Garrard.
He was good now.
No, he had a couple good seasons. People were excited about David Garrard.
Yes.
I remember being excited about David Garrard.
That jet ski was excited. I believe that's a story. He tore his knee up, jet ski, and a jump in the pool.
I can't remember if he was in a pool or if it was a jet ski.
It was something crazy.
Heavy hand on that throttle, David Garrard. Tanny was 7-9 in his first 16 games, 3,294 passing yards, 12 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. He had two rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. So Tua's numbers are dramatically better than Tannehill's over the first 16 games.
And think about some of them games, Tanny played half the game because of the fact that Flo was pulling them out.
Correct.
I mean Tua.
Tua last year, Denver game and all. Like, he was pulling them out and putting fits
well,
in late.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I said to you, why do they start slow? And you gave the reason of offensive coordinator and they're getting up to speed. My personal feeling is that they've made personnel mistakes. My personal feeling is that Brian Flores has made mistakes at the beginning of seasons because he's got that Belichick, you know, I know better thing. Who did he leave? He left Jay Ajayi at home. Was that his first season?
That was Adam Gase.
Okay, that was Adam Gase. He put Tua on a yo-yo last season, right?
Yep.
We don't know if it was him, the offensive coordinator. Jalen Waddle was not running routes even that were conducive to him having a lot of yards.
His ability, yeah.
You know, so sometimes I think that maybe they've outsmarted themselves at the beginning of the season, and then they're kind of forced. It's almost like being down in a game, and then you wonder, you know, because we had wondered that, where they get to the third quarter, fourth quarter, and you're like, well, why doesn't the offense look like that in the first or second quarter? I think sometimes they hamstring themselves, and then they're forced to loosen things up because there's nothing to lose. And then you find out, ooh, maybe we – you know what it reminds me of? Remember was it Brad Kaya against Louisville on a Thursday night? Was it Kaya?
His
first game ever. It was a primetime game, and they kind of dumbed down the offense. And then all of a sudden you saw Kaya throughout the season. You're like, man, maybe they just should have done that opening game. You know, let it fly and see what happens.
Yep. So even this year, to that point, Austin Jackson starts at left tackle. Mm-hmm. You see him fail. You move him to left guard and put in Eichenberg, and now it looks better. I'm not saying I saw some guys running around Eichenberg yesterday.
It's not a stout offensive line still, but.
But Liam Eichenberg is better than Austin Jackson at left tackle. Mm-hmm. Like, to your point where there are some mistakes made by this coaching staff, and they're forced to address them, and then it works.
Right.
0-6 start 3 years ago. Right. Last year, 1-3 start. And now this year, 1-7 start. And then you see great football. Why is that?
Right.
Why is that?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Dolphins make us. Y'all gonna make
me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
It's a Dolphins Monday presented by Gunther. Get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Celebratory victory Monday. If you are just joining us on 790 The Ticket, welcome aboard. Hope it was a good Jim Rome show. If you listen to our 2 o'clock hour, which can be heard exclusively on 560 WQAM. Thank you for joining us for the second hour of the program. First hour of the simulcast talked extensively, really only about the Dolphins in the first hour. And we'll get to the Canes at some point. You know, started the season. It was a questionable season. Finished the season on a pretty good note, aside from the FSU game, and now everyone's kind of in a wait-and-see mode with the athletic director, with a head coach. Are they going to retain Manny Diaz? Are they going to replace Manny Diaz? There's a lot of questions, but in the meantime, Manny is out there recruiting.
Yeah.
And I do think that there is a little bit of a mood change that could see Manny Diaz return next season, which I would not be adverse to, in all honesty.
Because of the ending record, the bowl eligibility, that
several
this wasn't your tone about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it wasn't. Several things for me. If you can get Mario Cristobal or Lane Kiffin, yeah, get those guys for sure. To me, not even a question.
Yeah.
But if you can't get one of those guys that you covet and you have to settle for, say, a second-tier guy, well, then what are you really doing? I mean, you've got a quarterback in Tyler Van Dyke. Ooh. No one can argue it.
No.
You've got a running back in Jalen Knight.
Yep.
No one can argue it. So you're going to have weapons. He really did keep them together when it would have been very easy to lose a team. You want to know how easy it is to lose a team? Look at what happened with FIU. Mm-hmm. I made a boatload of money betting against them over the last 3-4 weeks.
Yes, you did.
Including this past Saturday. Like, it just, you know, you could lose a team when everything goes off the rails. And by the way, I'm not comparing FIU to UM in football program, but you know, you've been part of an NFL team where a locker room has been lost. There was no respect for Cam Cameron.
No, month into the season.
A month into the season. So I do think that there's something to be said for Manny on that. Do I think that they should be playing for an ACC championship every season? Yes. Mm-hmm. So has it been disappointing? Absolutely. Should they have been better than they were this season? Yeah. Should they have won some games? Yeah. That they didn't? Yeah. But if you're telling me my choice is Manny Diaz heading into year 4, where he's got it on lockdown the way that he wants it. There's no ramping up. Now, granted, you're going to lose Rhett Lashley. Mm-hmm. But do I want Manny going into year 4 or Manny 2.0 going into year 1? I'll take Manny, the one that we know, going into year 4.
Yeah.
Give me Lane Kiffin or Mario Cristobal, different story.
Yeah. And that's what Manny going out still recruiting, knowing the situation, that's commendable.
Mm-hmm.
For him, like, okay, I know what's going on. There's no AD right now. I don't know who my boss is going to be, but I'm going to keep helping this university just like I'm the head coach. Because I know I've coached in the past that are on that hot seat, they kind of take it easy a little bit.
Yep. I'll wait in here.
Yep.
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy celebrated a birthday this weekend.
Oh, man, Jimmy.
Happy birthday, Jimmy. Did you have a good birthday?
Yeah.
All right. A little birthday cake?
Birthday cake.
Yeah.
Cookie cake? No cookie cake.
Really? Interesting.
A little birthday gift.
A little mistake there. What kind of birthday cake did you get?
Birthday cake? No, on my birthday, I went to Twin Peaks.
Oh!
I'm talking about.
That was the cake I was talking about. Yeah. Layer cake. I don't know what that means. What were you saying there about Manny?
Oh, no, just the take your time hiring and then also keeping the recruits. Like, it's a dance that teams have to have.
Absolutely.
Once you start firing people, because you don't want to lose all the recruits. Like right now, Oklahoma, their starting quarterback just got in the transfer portal. There's a bunch of quarterbacks decommitting from them because they wanted to play under Lincoln Riley. So there's that mid-ground that UM's in right now that they have to navigate. But what Manny's doing right now, acting like nothing's going on, really helps the university.
I would say to you also, obviously, we are following the story of the athletic director search. If we hear anything, we will let you know as soon as we know. Let's do headlines here to start out the 3 o'clock hour. Headlines and our friend Alejandro Solana.
They're sponsored by Gulf Miami-Dade. With 5 convenient courses, book your tee time today at GulfMiamiDade.com. The Miami Dolphins are now 5-7, fourth straight victory. Depending on what broadcast you watched last night, they're either in the hunt or they're not, because Red Zone had them in the hunt.
Yeah,
you
Red
sent
Zone
us that
in
screenshot.
The hunt. Yep.
Sunday Night Football, NBC, did not have them in the hunt.
Sunday Night Football, NBC, not in the hunt.
Not.
Huh.
Doesn't make sense.
I mean, you're either in the hunt or you're not in the hunt.
There's no way. You can't just
not
in the mid
debate.
Middle hunt.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
Mm-mm.
I say they're in the hunt.
They're in the hunt. They're 5-7. Have a chance of being 10-7. Is it difficult? Yes, it's difficult. But there's a chance.
You tell me the hunt that isn't difficult.
Look at you.
Hmm?
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah. You didn't think I'd be dropping wisdom bombs at 3:08, did you?
Victory Monday? Well, hog hunting's quite easy.
Is it easy?
Yeah. They just run around randomly.
I don't know much about that hunt.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Duck Hunt, the video game. Duck Hunt. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, they just whack, quack, quack, quack. They can't leave the screen.
Plug
they just
it
bounce
in.
Off the
and
wall.
And if things are going poorly, you hit reset. Yeah.
No chance that fat dog can get all them ducks. I duck hunt. That,
really?
You need
get
an
tired out.
Dog. Yeah. That big fat dog running the swamp.
Yeah.
All right, glad we got that sorted out. The Dolphins are going to host the Giants 1 p.m. Tua, 27 for 31, 230 yards, a touchdown, QB rating of 108. Panthers Cam Newton benched in the fourth quarter. He went 5 of 21, 2 interceptions, a QBR of 5.
Dolphins open up as 3-point favorites over the New York Giants on Sunday. I love that.
They confuse Lamar Jackson. They confuse Cam Newton. Go after
Daniel Jones's
ass.
Mm-hmm.
From the first snap. You
yep.
see what works. You see your DBs are playing out of their mind.
Yep.
Young ones and old ones. Get after this young man. He's going to mess up. He's going to throw picks.
I love the Dolphins on Sunday.
The Miami Heat.
That's a rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of game. Sunday.
There you go. You're going to start that there again, huh? What's this guy doing?
Giants +3. Put it in, Crowder.
How do you not want to jinx bets, but you'll jinx our team?
The Miami Heat, they'll play the Nuggets tonight, 7:30 p.m. Jimmy and Tyler, they're questionable tonight. So is Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
So we may not get the Jokic versus UD showdown we're all hoping for.
Yeah.
Markieff Morris
But is Jokic traveling with the team?
He is.
Well, you still might get the Jokic-UD showdown. In fact, it'd be more appropriate if they were both in street clothes.
They just fought.
Yeah.
I like that.
By the way, the Heat, they beat the Bulls. It's worth noting.
How
it was
about
a big
that?
Victory.
That was a great game Saturday.
Without Tyler Hero, 107-104. But most importantly, Crowder, it was another Gabe Vincent game, baby.
Oh. The Gabe Vincent game. How about that?
Remembered for decades. Like the flu game, isn't it?
In Chicago.
It's you.
People text in that Manny Diaz did not appear on the Joe Rose show today. Very curious. I will tell you this. He generally does not appear when it's recruiting season, because when the final game ends, they are out on the road that Monday.
Yeah.
And so I did not find it curious that he was not on the show.
And there's an early signing period. And if people are putting, like, they're putting hiring a guy fast because Florida, hire a guy fast because you got that early December signing period. I don't think that has anything to do with it. But if you're a coach and you don't know your outcome of your job, why not go get a bunch of players just in case you're here?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to, yeah, oh, no, I'm going to take it easy. Now you're going to bring in nobody and you stay. Go out and do your job. Go out and grind. And this is high school football playoff time. You're going to see the best players out there right now still competing. This is the prime of recruiting.
By the way, if you don't think you're going to keep your job, I think it's a pretty nice calling card to say, there was a lot of talk about me not keeping my job. I was out there the next day recruiting. I will recruit and work for this organization up until they tell me not to. I will never take my foot off the pedal.
And let's turn over that coin. If I do get fired here, I'm going to get a job elsewhere.
And guess what? I met some people along the way.
Hey, I got this five-star defensive end out of Georgia that really likes me. Come on now. But it's beneficial for the
Manny human. Manny Diaz giving parents out his card, but he's scratching out the UM number. He's like, I'm going to put my cell phone on here.
His house number?
You just reach me.
Call my house. My wife might pick up. Just tell her you need to speak to Manny.
The Florida Panthers, they lost two straight over the weekend.
Yeah, it was a bummer. The home game where they were going for the record, and it was against a terrible Seattle Kraken team, and just couldn't do it. But that's all right. What a team. What a season.
They'll play the Capitals tomorrow, 7 p.m., FLA Live Arena tonight, Monday Night Football, Washington, Seattle, 8:15 p.m.
Yeah, I can't figure out what I want to do with that, man. In my head, Seattle is still the Seattle of 8 years ago.
Check out some box scores.
And I've lost on them, betting on them this season, because I can't get out of my head that it's the Legion of Boom.
No more Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
It's
Russell Wilson and them.
But DK Metcalf, I mean, like, I mean, when you think about it, when you look at it on paper, who's their running back?
Well, they have like nine of them.
They got a couple of UM guys.
DJ Dallas is there, right?
Yeah, and who's the other
Homer?
Dude from UM? Yeah, Travis
Homer's
Homer.
There. Yeah. I'm going to break it to you. I know you love UM. They're not carrying teams to wins.
Yeah.
Now, DJ Dallas, we had him on the show. Funny, funny young man, great human being. He's not Derrick Henry, Hawk.
Yeah.
I do have a little insight on that game, if you want it.
I would love it. I would love it.
Today is Russell Wilson's birthday.
Oh, now how does that work, Crowder? You played in the league.
Not a damn thing.
Like, how many points is that worth, say, when it's your birthday?
Not a damn point.
So go with Seattle.
His only encouragement is he's going home to Sierra, and she'd probably give him a birthday massage.
Yeah.
That'll help you win no games, though.
You want to know?
That's a distraction.
Other celebrity birthdays today? Stephon Diggs. I guess how old he is? You want to guess how old Russell Wilson is?
Russell Wilson got to be 33?
33.
Very good.
Stephon Diggs?
He's a puppy. 25?
28.
Hmm.
Wayne Ellington, former Heater.
Oh, he's 35.
33. Jamal Mashburn, former Heater.
52.
48. Brian Baumgartner. Is that the guy from The Office?
It is. Kevin from The Office.
Kevin from The Office.
60?
49.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Mariano Rivera.
The
closer.
Closer?
Yeah.
50?
51. Don Cheadle.
56.
57. Howie Mandel.
62.
66.
That's the bald head guy off the TV show.
Mm-hmm. America's Got Talent.
He looks good. Isn't he like a germaphobe or something?
Huge germaphobe.
Yeah, I saw a whole thing about
like
him.
Like a crazy germaphobe.
Yeah. How does he be around all them people?
I don't know. On this day in 1980, Dolly Parton released the song 9 to 5. I would like you to play that today, Solana. Do you think you can get around to that?
We'll see.
Okay. Anything else in the headlines, my friend?
The Marlins, they've given out, or they gave out yesterday, $109 million.
Should I check my Venmo?
Not to us.
Oh. They gave it to someone else?
You think Kim Ang's going in and shooting us a couple dollars?
I don't know. He said they gave out $109 million. I thought maybe it was to some of their fans. And
We are. Good.
Who'd they give it out to?
4 years, $53 million to Avisel Garcia.
Ooh, Avisel.
Somebody says maybe we should play the age game based on what I just did there. It is a fun game, isn't it?
It is.
How old is Will Ferrell? Someone texts in.
56.
Let's see here.
You guys saw Will Ferrell turn down like $30 million to do the Elf 2?
Elf 2. Turned it down because he wanted the script and the cast and whatever to be right. I mean, bro, it's friggin' Elf.
Yeah, stand to talk.
I mean, what are we doing here? How old did you say he was?
56.
You want to guess how old Will Ferrell is?
54.
I'm so over him. I've come to the conclusion. Because he's doing these TV talk shows. He's promoting some movie or a TV show. It's an Apple TV series. We got it, dude. Like, we've got it.
He's funny.
We've got it. Saturday Night Live, he's on the Mount Rushmore of SNL cast members. But come on, bro. It's just not. I mean, what are we doing?
He's funny. It's a shtick.
Right, but we've got it. Like, we got it.
But it still works.
I got Dice Man after a while. Like, I got it.
And now you can still laugh about it. Like, what was it? Old man, Rodney Dangerfield.
Mm-hmm.
His old, long punchline jokes. Like, you knew what was coming, but you laugh when he punchlined them.
Right, but he had about a 10-year window where he was doing that, and then he was making movies. And like, if Rodney Dangerfield was still doing that now, I'd be like, you know. Nostalgia, fine. But, like, Will Ferrell still thinks he's on top of his game. He's not.
I'll give you that. Oh, you've been hitting Will Ferrell. He's not at his prime right now. He's on the backside of his career.
Like,
give you that.
We got it, dude.
I don't know about that. Like, maybe he hasn't hit his prime yet. He had a nice stretch. Then Hawk's right. Like, he kind of fizzled out a little bit. Some of the things he put out there weren't great. I think he's about to hit his prime. Like, he's coming back.
He needs to do something new. But it's enough with the Will Ferrell. It's enough with the D'Angelo Vickers. It's do something new. Try porn.
What? Uh-huh.
Jimmy, in the age game here, because someone texted in, I don't know if Jimmy is 20 or 50. Do we want to guess on how old Jimmy turned this weekend?
29?
Let's say 33. Looks about Wayne Ellington. Was Wayne Ellington 33? I forgot who was 33. Was it 33?
Look about Wayne Ellington.
Yeah, he looks like he favors Wayne Ellington a little bit. How old did you turn this weekend, Jimmy?
I turned 36.
36. He is closer to Wayne Ellington than anyone else on my list. He's closer to Wayne Ellington than Jamal Mashburn.
Boy, look good.
All right. Happy birthday, Jimmy. Okay, anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7-866-954. More beautiful afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 50s. That is your weather.
Somebody text in, how old is Dan Day?
40?
71.
I don't know.
I have no idea. He's another one of those guys.
He's tough.
No idea. Is he still here?
He weighs 68 pounds, though.
Is it possible for Dan Day to weigh less than his age?
It's close.
He's been standing in the studio the whole time. You just didn't see him. He's sideways.
Bro.
Dan, let me ask you something.
He's thin as a rail.
Yeah. I have no idea how old he is.
I think he's older than me, though. That's why I said 40.
40?
I think he's older than me.
You have any idea, Solana?
No, he could be 55 or 24.
Right.
I
mean, he's one of those guys. We've talked about it. J.B. Smoove.
Never know.
You have no idea. J.B. Smoove could be 30, and he could be 50. Right?
You wouldn't be surprised.
You wouldn't be surprised either way. How about The Rock? Someone wants to know. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Got to be 50.
He's 50?
Yeah,
he was on the Canes like the mid 90s, right?
Yeah, he got to be 50.
49.
He's right around. I know he looks good now. You can start seeing the little crow feet in the edge of his
eyes. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Body looks like a 21-year-old.
How old do you think Hulk Hogan is?
65.
You want to guess, Solana?
Yeah, I'd say like 72.
68.
Yeah, Hulk, you seen Hulk Hogan lately?
Oh, he's a mess.
He looks ridiculous. Yeah. He looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
How old do you think Dog the Bounty Hunter is? I love that guy.
65 as well.
Dog the Bounty Hunter is 65? 68.
Right there with Hulk Hogan.
Looks terrific.
No,
for 68.
He doesn't. He looks terrible. Him and Hulk, terrible, just bigger and terribler.
Jeez, I wonder when those two get together what they talk about.
not me.
Oh, I think they do. I believe they do.
I got you.
All right. Is that it, Solana? Anything else?
Yeah. You guys see a picture of Ben Wallace the other night with Ron Artest?
No. Oh, I did. I did.
I mean, he probably is only like 50, but he looks like he's 70-something.
Oh, he aged like a banana. Really. He looks so old.
All right. Anything else? Anything else?
Crowder?
Anybody? Anybody? Anybody have anything? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Anybody have anything to say? Anyone? I'm going to end every segment from now on.
We good.
Anybody have anything? Anything that they want to add? Like an auctioneer.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, I'm back!
Hawk and Crowder.
Yeah! A lot going on this Victory Monday.
Sure is.
Dolphins fans feeling good. I think Canes fans are feeling all right.
Should. Bowl eligible.
Going to a bowl game. Might end up playing your Florida Gators team.
Love it.
I know Canes fans probably bummed about losing Rhett Lashley to SMU, but that's what happens to decent coordinators.
Yes.
I mean, you know that going in. It if you have a decent coordinator, it should be a turnstile position. It is at Alabama.
Yeah.
And if you want to emulate a successful program, you might as well emulate Alabama. Although, I thought they were going to end that game with Auburn with 3 points. They had 3 points with a minute and a half to go. I had my tweet ready to go of Saban grabbing my three fingers. And it was ready to go. Yeah. Hey, coach. You scored as many points as fingers you grabbed on my hand. And that Auburn defense lets them go the length of the field, 97 yards, and then you knew Alabama was going to win in overtime. That was never a question at that point. So,
and that bad, they better be scared of Georgia. If Auburn can do that to them.
Let me tell you something. Georgia is ridiculously good. How do you Florida Gators feel about the dude's name?
Billy Napier.
Billy Napier.
Yay? I don't know him. It's not a big name.
It's not a big name.
Yes, and we're used to big names. Like, Urban came after Utah, and that's what did it. Well, everybody knew Dan Mullen. We had McElwain, and he failed. We had, Muschamp, and he failed. So, like, there's some people that are going to say this guy is the next McElwain. Then there's some people saying, hey, this guy could be the next big thing in college football. So I'm going to be positive. The man was what? I think what I got it written. 39-12 in 4 years at three consecutive 10-win seasons. He was in the Sun Belt. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it's not yay or boo. It's just let's see.
All right. I mean, it's not Dan Mullen.
Yeah, but Dan Mullen just embarrassed us for weeks.
Right.
So we'll see that. One thing about the Canes, though, I tell you, what Rhett Lashley did for y'all, he showed whoever is that next play caller, hopefully if y'all is Lane Kiffin, but whoever that next play caller is, what Tyler Van Dyke does well, because Dyke was showing out last month and a half.
That kid is ridiculously good. Ridiculously good.
Don't come in and try to do a huddle-up, slow-down pace offense. Do what y'all were doing. Yeah. Try to emulate this for TVD, because I'm telling you, that was one of the most impressive second half of the season.
It was.
I've seen a long time out of a young. He's a puppy, bro.
Yeah.
He just got peach fuzz. He don't even got a shave
Man,
yet.
And he carries himself with like the authority of a fifth year senior. Mm-hmm. Like there's something about him. So, let's get headlines here. I guess we've delved into some of it. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
They're sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade. With 5 convenient courses, book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Tonight, the Miami Heat, they'll play the Nuggets, 7:30 p.m. start time from FTX.
All right, we'll do a little 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment.
The Florida Panthers, they've lost 2 in a row. It's a weird thing to say that. Also lost at FLA Live Arena over the weekend.
I mean, that's something we thought we'd never say this season.
Really? No, they were doing good, but they were going to go undefeated at home?
They will start Sergei Bobrovsky tomorrow, by the way, the Panthers at FLA Live Arena.
They playing the Capitals?
Yeah.
My man with the missing tooth, the gigantic human on
Ovechkin.
The
Capitals.
Isn't that? Didn't they lose to the Capitals?
They did. The
Saturday?
First of their two straight Friday night.
Friday night.
Oh,
Friday.
I gotta go see big missing tooth man. That is a specimen.
Didn't we
of
see
a
him downstairs once That's after we finished our broadcast?
The guy that I just looked at and fell in love with.
Yep.
I was like, who
well, his
is
thighs.
That?
Yeah. You fell in love with his thighs.
His thighs were big as my waist. I was like, goodness, great. Hockey players are in shape. That dude was impressive to me.
Miami Dolphins just sent out a press release, by the way. They've made a transaction. The Miami Dolphins announced they have signed wide receiver Cody Core. No, they have.
They have.
It's not up for debate.
Okay. It's just the way you said it was a big presentation.
Cody Core. Out of Mississippi.
Ole Miss or just he just was hanging in Mississippi and they found
and him. Defensive back Chris Milton. Surprisingly, both to the practice squad. I thought that they might have. Although, I'll tell you, this Cody Core, I mean, he was still noncommittal with Will Fuller and Devontae Parker, Brian Flores, at his press conference today. So who the hell knows?
Isaiah Ford's getting some run now.
He got a catch.
He got a nice catch.
They have released Evan Boehm and linebacker Kobe Jones from the practice squad.
Oh.
Ah, what?
I think Evan Boehm started some games last season.
Boehm.
Is it Boehm?
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons they had to let him go.
Nobody can pronounce his name.
Yeah, I mean, you spell it B-O-E-H-M, you're going to call it Boehm? The hell out of here. And that's how he ended up. They weren't even going to release him. But he happened to be having a conversation with Chris Greer, and he's like, it's Boehm. He goes, Boehm, but you spell it B-O-E-H-M. Get the hell out of here. And Boehm thought he got caught. Left the building. Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your headlines.
Monday Night Football.
Cody Core.
Still willing and dealing, baby. That playoff run.
Listen, 5 games left. 5 games left.
Hey, you're not going to get an argument out of me. I'm here for the playoff run. Why not?
10-7 after going 1-7 would be ridiculous.
Would be impressive and frustrating.
Yeah.
Would be impressive and frustrating, especially when a couple of those losses are Atlanta, Jacksonville. Like, it's impressive and frustrating because you would go, wait a second. They are the 12-win or 13-win team that we thought they were. Like, what the hell, Flo?
Third year in a row, slow start. We joked about it a couple weeks ago. He should act like he's 0-4 in camp. Just act like you've lost a bunch of games going into camp. Cuss them out, be mad, and make everybody frustrated because that seems like when your team plays better. Back to the wall. You can't always be a team that has to have your back to the wall to play well.
Tonight, Monday Night Football, Washington, Seattle. That sounds weird. Washington will host Seattle because it could have been, you know, never mind.
Well, it would have been Seattle, Washington.
Right. 8:15.
Nobody says the state first.
8:15 p.m. kickoff.
All right.
You guys see Zion? He was cleared for practice over the weekend.
Yes. It means nothing.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean nothing.
What, is he going to go out, stumble around out there, knees touching, thighs rubbing?
It's like you're forgetting he was college basketball player of the year.
Only person happy is the people that own Gold Bomb, whatever it's called, the chafing powder. Y'all stop putting this fat little boy in the headlines.
Gold Bomb.
What's it called? Is it Gold
Something
Bomb?
Something like that. Yeah, I know.
A little yellow powder.
Like when you used to lotion your uncle's legs.
It was nubs. He used to lotion his little nubs. They cut his feet off.
Boehm.
Some other NBA news interesting. Goran Dragic stepped away from the Toronto Raptors for personal reasons.
I will get into that during 15 minutes of heat.
Sorry. I skipped your rundown earlier this morning on what you were getting to for 15 minutes of heat. You're going to get the Dwayne Dedman being fined $15,000 for kicking a chair also?
Go ahead. Talk about it now. I wasn't.
Dwayne Dedman fined $15,000 for kicking a chair in Chicago.
He kicked the chair.
Kicked the chair, yeah. And the cushion went like seven rows up.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, impressive. You can't attack the fans,
great.
Though.
Well, he didn't attack the fans. He was attacking the chair.
But then Spo gave him the game ball after the game.
Which is funny.
Hmm. Why was he so frustrated?
I don't know. Why was he so frustrated?
I didn't see this.
Officiating. Just, dumb fouls on him.
Have you seen the size of them feet? He got to keep them to himself.
Dwayne Dedman?
My goodness. Yeah. He has to wear 18, 19. You can't touch anything with those. Yeah, look out. Huge.
How much does he make? Because I would guess a $15,000 fine, that I would imagine that hurts.
I'm not certain if they re-signed him or if he's on that veterans deal that they gave him last year.
Well,
can't imagine it's more like $6 or $7 million.
No way. $2
million. Maybe $4 or $5 million.
Wish I got taller.
First thing I'm seeing is signed a one-year $580,000 contract.
Yeah, last year, though, right?
When they brought I don't know. I got to do a little more research on this. And when I say I got to do a little more research, I'm just waiting for Ira to text me.
I've been trying to get Ira to answer an Ask Ira question that I submit to him once a week for months.
He refuses to take the bait?
Well, everything has a Mario Chalmers twist at the end.
That's a great bit that you're working just between yourself and Ira.
And he refuses. I created like a new email. Like, I mean, he really just won't take the bait.
That's funny. $2.3 million.
I just saw 1 year, $2.3
million.
$15,000 is a lot at $2.3.
It's not
probably a game check.
It's not when you're making. No, I think it'd be more than that. But I think a game check a lot more than that.
No,
although 82,
well, taxes too. Yeah.
But I would say, you know, again, it's not. When you're making a couple mil, it's not the worst thing in the world. But it ain't like making $11 million or $18 million and getting that. Yeah.
And then in the
how does that work? Can he ask his teammates
to pay it?
Yeah,
he can ask.
Like, is that bad form?
Yeah, yeah. He's not young. He's, what is he, 8 years, 7, 8 years?
Hey, Jimmy.
A young guy.
Jimmy, you know I don't make what you make, and I was just trying to get the team fired up. You think you can handle that for me?
No. It'd be a quick conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy's not the right guy to ask. Just based on his Instagram posts. Did you see what he said to Max Strus?
Yes.
No one's coming to see your dumb ass. That is so great. Just,
listen, I like to do this so to put it out there so people understand. Dwayne Dedman at $2.4 million a year, if he pays 25% in taxes, which is normal down here in South Florida, outstate taxes, he makes $21,000 a game with an 82-game season. So $21,000 a game, you find me $15,000, that's a lot of money.
Right.
Made a nice living already, though, in the NBA. Like, he's made – his career earnings are up there. So this isn't, Joel
are
Anthony.
They? How much has he earned in his career?
I think the Hornets. Was it the Hornets?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Gave him
$40 million he's made?
Mm-hmm.
The hell are we having this conversation for?
Why is he kicking chairs? Why are you so mad?
Well, I mean, don't ask Jimmy to pay your stupid-ass fine. He made $40 million.
Everything.
My God, he made $8 million one season.
Everything's relative.
Was it the Hornets that gave him that, or the Bobcats maybe at the time?
I think it's Sacramento.
Ooh. Boy, I wish I got taller.
Tiny little logo on this thing, and you can't click on it. My eyes are 52 years old, so it looks like the Sacramento Kings logo to me, but I'm not 100% certain. And I can't. It's not a touchscreen, so I can't make it bigger.
It's the Kings, Pops.
Who?
The Kings.
I'm the King?
Sacramento.
I'm the King around here? Everybody laugh. That is going to be this show in about 5 years. they're not going to have the heart to fire me. And that's going to be the show.
You're going to write notes to each other.
We're doing 15 minutes of heat. What? There's 15 minutes left in the heat game? No.
15 minutes to eat? It's lunchtime?
I'll take Kugel. What? All right, go ahead. What else do you have, Solana? Anything?
Yeah. The biggest, in the words of OG, Chicken Little of the weekend, about Lincoln Riley, at a press conference swearing, I am not going to LSU.
But that was funny. I thought he was being funny. I didn't think it was a Chicken Little. He knew that he was going to USC.
Yeah.
He said specifically, I'm not going to LSU. That's funny.
I don't think it was funny to the Oklahoma people.
But he wasn't. He wasn't going to LSU.
I didn't see the video. I read the quotes. So truthfully, I don't know if like there was a bit of, not sarcasm, but, you know, tongue-in-cheek humor there in the press conference. But that's not the way I took it from reading the quotes. He was adamant, like, I'm not going to LSU.
By the way, Ira Winderman is confirming it is correct. I do get an insane, idiotic, moronic Mario Chalmers question at least once a week. So he is confirming receipt of your emails, Solana.
never answers.
I mean, I threw in a Gabe Vincent tie-in at one point. The Heat might need championship depth towards the end of the season.
I think Ira has anything better to do. Fool with you.
Sorry, he's got to answer a Duncan Robinson question once a week from Alan Pahokee again. No, the Heat aren't cutting Duncan Robinson, Alan Pahokee. Answer my Chalmers question, Ira. Finally, Hawk, I know you hate sprinkles, but I found this factoid about them, and I think it's fascinating.
All right.
In Australia and in the United Kingdom, in the UK, instead of calling them sprinkles, they call them hundreds and thousands.
Huh. You know, up in the Northeast, they call them jimmies.
Really?
Yeah. Hundreds and thousands. Oh, so you say I want a little hundreds and thousands on my ice cream?
Right.
That's interesting. That is an interesting factoid. Again, I don't want to relitigate this. The sprinkles are there to make your ice cream look funny and pretty for six-year-olds. Because they're wax. There's no flavor to them. You know what I mean? Like, you want to put a cheesecake bite in your ice cream? Knock yourself out. It's got great flavor. Cookie dough bite. Like, you can't tell me that sprinkles have taste. The reason that they're out there is because kids love them. Mm-hmm. So if you're an ice cream store and you want to sell more ice cream, not that you need an extra incentive, but kids go, oh, I get to scoop the sprinkles on it. It's fun. You know, if you're an adult putting sprinkles on your ice cream, you gotta get your head examined.
Went to a breakfast lunch meeting thing. They put sprinkles on top of the coffee.
Like the rainbow sprinkles?
Yep. They put the coffee, like a latte, whatever. Like,
but how does it float? Is there a whipped cream or
that's
something?
That's what they put the whipped cream on top and then put sprinkles on top of that, and I just felt dumb drinking it.
Right. Because like, what do they give you, a silly straw or something?
There's no flavor to it. Like, you're not impressing me. Yeah. I'm a 37-year-old man.
Like, what are you doing?
I felt like you. I honestly felt like I was you. I was like, what are you doing here?
Send that in to Ask Ira. See if he'll answer a sprinkles question.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah,
Hawk and Crowder.
So tonight is the second night of Hanukkah. Hanukkah came early this year. It started last night, but I was inundated with tweets from people, and then even on the text machine today, saying, hey, are you going to play Smokey Robinson to celebrate Hanukkah? And we would certainly be remiss if we didn't. You know, if you've heard of the app Cameo, you go on Cameo, and I think it's pretty ubiquitous at this point. I think everyone kind of knows Cameo. You can hire people to give your Hanukkah greeting, birthday greeting, anniversary greeting, fantasy football, whatever it is. You know, you go on there. I'm on Cameo. I'm $24. You go on Cameo, you see some people, $999. You know, I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I think, is like $500. Like you, but it's kind of cool if you're a super fan or you have a friend that's a super fan of someone. Solana and I are addicted to this guy, Meals by Cuisine. He's on TikTok, but he's also got an Instagram account. But this guy, Cuisine, is the funniest, man. He does pizza and Italian foods, and it's super heavy Italian accent, and he drinks Diet Cokes. He calls them DCs. But Solana turned me on to him. How'd you find that guy?
Just a mutual friend. Yeah. Posted him one day because he reviewed a shop that the guy had been to, and I spent 7 hours, rather than preparing for the show, I spent 7 hours scrolling through his videos.
And Solana had texted to me. He goes, I don't know if you're going to find this guy entertaining or not, but check this guy out. And then I spent 9 hours scrolling through Cousine. And so for Hanukkah last night, I bought Solana a cameo by Cousine. And it was everything I wanted it to be. It was great. All that being said, so if you know Cameo, you get a greeting from someone famous. So someone wanted Smokey Robinson to wish their friend a happy Hanukkah.
Yep.
I believe that was this last year? I think it was last year, mm-hmm. right? And here was Smokey Robinson's cameo.
Hey, Marco, how you doing? Surprise, surprise. This is Smokey Robinson. I know you didn't expect to hear from me, but I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jerry, and they wanted me, they told me that you used to live in Detroit across the street from me, and gosh, that's beautiful. How you doing again? Nice talking to you again, I guess. But anyway, you're living in Vancouver now, and they wanted me to wish you happy Chinookah. I have no idea what Chinookah is, but happy Chinookah because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinookah. Have a wonderful time.
It really is. That has become a Hanukkah classic.
Chinookah.
That has become a Hanukkah classic. And then he came out with a second cameo where he said, let me try this again. He's such a nice guy. He didn't know. And if you, like, you know, if you don't hear anybody talk about Hanukkah and then you see it spelled out, C-H-A-N, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's not ridiculous to say Chinookah.
It's 2020.
It's not ridiculous.
You don't think Smokey got Google?
Well, I'm
type
just
in Chinookah and it'll tell you. Oh yeah.
But he came out with this really nice cameo that was like, "Let me try this again." You know, and it's like,
"God bless you, babe."
Oh, you have
and enjoy Chinookah.
Oh, I thought
have a wonderful time.
I thought maybe you had the updated one where he's like, "Let me try this again," and he's like, "Happy Hanukkah." I don't know what I was thinking.
Crowder, guys that call other people babe without knowing them—they don't use Google.
But let me tell you, like, yeah, Smokey Robinson was in 2020 dropping babe. That like,
yeah,
he's
right.
Still Motown up and down. I think Solana's 100% correct on that. If you're comfortable enough dropping babes on people, you're not Googling anything. You just kind of know everything.
Yeah.
Babe.
Because if it's a woman, it's awkward. You don't.
Babe.
Yeah, you don't call a woman. Yeah. If it's a man, it's even more awkward. Yeah. Like, hey, brother.
But everything Smokey does is cool. You know what I mean? Like, because he's Smokey Robinson.
You're right. He's not Googling with the babes.
How much is a Smokey Robinson cameo? Do you have any idea? I have to take a look here.
Beats me.
It's got to be a couple hundred dollars. He's one of the greatest R&B artists in the history of the world. That's good for the how old are you game. How old do you think Smokey Robinson is? 70. I don't know yet because right now I'm searching him on Cameo.
70.
70?
Yeah. Smokey's old.
Smokey Robinson on Cameo is $500. $500.
Would you pay that?
No, I'm not a big enough Smokey Robinson fan, but if I had a friend and it was, you know, their 50th birthday and I didn't know what to get them, they've got everything and that would be something special, yeah, I would. How old is he?
81.
81?
Yep.
Look at him. He looks terrific. Look at this. Look at him.
He looks 80. Good.
He's had some work done, there's no question, but that's all right.
Yeah, he done pulled that face back. All the meat under his ear. I know how they do it.
Smokey Robinson. Crowder would make a mint on Cameo. I don't know why you don't do it.
No, man. It's too much attention.
Name a
work.
Florida Gator. I bet you they're on Cameo.
Tebow on Cameo?
That's a good question.
Because Tebow would make the most money out of any Gator.
Nope. No Tim Tebow.
I know Fred Taylor. Freddie T tried to convince me to do Cameo before.
Let's see how much Fred is. You know how much Fred is?
No. 200.
$228.
That's number 28.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a lot.
$228. And then he's got a for business tab. So if you want him to do video content for your company, customers, or employees, that's $1,596.
Oh, Freddie, a businessman. I told y'all now. Freddie told him about Shiba Inu a long time ago. Who else? Worf will probably make some money there.
Let's see. Danny.
Yeah.
Oops. Danny. I have no idea how to spell Werfel. W-E or W-U?
W-U-E-R-F. F-E-L.
No, no Danny Werfel. What about Chris Leak? Think Chris Leak is up there?
I'd be surprised. He's an introvert.
Chris Leak. Nope. No, yeah. Chris Leak.
We played together 2 years. He still walks up on me with it, looking at the ground. I'm like, Chris, bro, we're grown men now.
Percy Harvin? He's like young enough.
That would be good.
I don't know if he's big. I mean, he's clearly big enough to be on Cameo.
I'm on Cameo. You're on Cameo. You don't know if Percy Harvin's big enough?
Maybe Percy can get a little more following and he can make some money on Cameo.
I don't know if he's big enough. And Solana scrolls his requests. No, Percy Harvin's not up there. What about Steve Spurrier?
No way.
Yes, Coach Spurrier's Steve Spurrier.
$1,000.
His all goes to charity, it looks like. It's $229. And, oh no, 50% of the proceeds go to charity.
Yeah, how you doing? It's not long. Spurry doesn't talk that long. He talks in explosions.
All right, one more time. Let's have for the second night of Hanukkah, here is Smokey Robinson wishing everybody a happy Hanukkah.
Hey, Marco. How you doing? Surprise, surprise. This is Smokey Robinson. I know you didn't expect to hear from me. But I was contacted by your sons, Jeff and Jared. And they wanted me, they told me that you used to live in Detroit across the street from me. And gosh, that's beautiful. How are you doing again? Nice talking to you again, I guess. But anyway, you're living in Vancouver now. And they wanted me to wish you happy Chinookah. I have no idea what Chinookah is, but happy Chinookah because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinookah. Have a wonderful time.
It's really amazing. I'm the worst on Cameo because I'm Carrot Top. So if somebody is in Vancouver or Canada, I bring out syrup. I go above and beyond. I have a million props. I will not do a Cameo without it. I use you as a prop sometimes on my cameos.
I've been on a couple cameos.
Yeah. There you go. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is on the way.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Been waiting all day for 9 to 5 from Dolly Parton. Thought 5 o'clock would be the perfect time to play it, but whatever. Guess it's not in the cards. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Today is a Dolphins Monday, presented by Gunther. Get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther.
Well, I put some people on Hot Gun this weekend.
Did you?
Man, because Thanksgiving went over my father-in-law's house, had his family and cousins and all there, and I bust the cooler out. Then we were down on Hollywood Beach, and, you know, I'm a nice guy, bust the cooler out, passed out a couple old Hop Guns. I was setting it off this weekend.
Tell you what, if you see someone at FTX Arena tonight by the Funky Buddha, was it a little kiosk outside?
East Plaza.
East Plaza wearing a tie-dye Heat shirt. That might be Alejandro Solana. You might want to get yourself a picture with him. Or maybe if he's feeling sporty, he'll buy you a Funky Buddha tonight.
And if you see him getting stomped out by the Jokic brothers,
hey, help him out.
Help him. Just drag his ankle or something. Just pull him.
Help our guy out. Please, because he has a way of getting a little mouthy and snippy, and then he forgets he's wearing a tie-dye shirt, and he's got a torn ACL.
Oh, I didn't even think he's injured. Yeah. Who are you going to fight?
Nothing under the breath tonight, fellas. Chest out.
All over the breath tonight. All hey, over the breath tonight.
Drink a couple of Hop Guns, man. Take the edge off of this butt whooping.
You know what? Buy the Jokic brothers a couple of Hop Guns.
There you go. Here you go, fellas.
Hey, saw what happened, and wanted to buy you guys a Funky Buddha, and you know,
Funky Buddha will solve some problems now.
Yeah, you know what?
It will.
That's the
That's the go-to move if you have it. Let's get headlines here. There is a big Heat game tonight, obviously, and we've talked plenty of Dolphins today. No news on the Miami Hurricanes athletic director front. No news on the Miami Hurricanes coaching front, other than which everyone, I think, knew over the weekend. Rhett Lashley is the new head coach at SMU, so he is gonzo. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana.
There is big news, though, and I'll get to it here
okay.
in a second. Yeah, big news.
We don't want to lead with the big news?
I just have to read a sponsor here, Hawk.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's great.
Big man.
Just getting ready.
Just getting ready. Sweater.
He's getting ready for the night.
Knee brace. Ooh.
You've had 19 knee surgeries. What are you making
yeah,
fun
really.
Of me?
Who, now, who are you to be talking about?
I move
about
better
that.
Than him. Limps around.
The Hawkman and Crowder Show is sponsored by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. These headlines, they're sponsored by Gulf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at gulfmiamidade.com. I told you, big breaking news here.
Yeah.
The Miami Marlins.
Oh, I saw this.
They have acquired a gold glove catcher, Jacob Stallings. He will be a Marlin. They traded right-handed pitcher Zach Thompson and some prospects for Stallings.
All right.
Your reaction, Crowder.
Kim Ang doing that thing.
That rhymes.
Yeah, I like that, don't you? Yeah. I got to trust her. Like, you know.
I was just kidding.
I don't know this guy.
It's okay.
Starling Marte.
They didn't get him.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baseball.
I mean, if you want me to.
Okay.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah. Baseball.
Baseball.
Who is it? All right. Is that James Earl Jones or me? Nobody knows.
Nobody.
Baseball.
Baseball.
James?
The right. Dolphins.
Get to the big news.
The Dolphins. They beat the Panthers 33-10. They're going to host the Giants Sunday, 1 p.m. They will be seeking their 5th consecutive victory.
Yeah, talk about it, man. They're in the hunt. We're going to talk with Mike Cugno about the Miami Dolphins. Somebody texts in, does Solana take a day off? I believe I heard him on Saturday and Sunday. Solana worked his ass off this holiday weekend, and it was because he wanted to. He was on the air Friday morning. He did the morning show on 560. And then he's got Dolphins Weekly or Dolphins Rewind. What do you got there?
Dolphins Rewind.
Dolphins Rewind. Is that Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday, Hawk.
Uh-huh. And Saturday, got the Dustin Feely show, right?
Yeah.
Dude's on your radio, you know, he's on your radio.
My turn over here?
Your turn.
Always your turn, it seems like.
Yeah.
Tonight,
7 days a week, Jack.
Heat Nuggets, 7:30 p.m. So we do know Tyler Hero is out tonight. Jimmy Butler, questionable. We'll find out shortly. And Jokic, Nikola Jokic, the reigning MVP, he's questionable as well with a wrist injury.
Yeah, there's no question what's going to happen if he runs into you.
Nothing.
Or his brothers.
Now, Lowry's going to drop something tonight. If Hero and Buckets done play, Lowry got to give us 20. Right? No?
Well, Gabe Vincent.
Gabe Vincent.
He goes, right?
yeah, as long as I was to argue, I'm like, this man's scoring 8 points
There's
a game.
No over-unders yet for the Heat tonight. Well, let me check the Hard Rock site. Right now, the Heat are down to -6. They were -7 about an hour ago.
PJ Tucker, anything there?
Let me see. He came back to bite me on that PJ Tucker over the other night.
Yeah.
Ended with 0.
Probably under then.
Let's see. All right, here we go. Here we go. The Hard Rock app has some over-unders. Bam, 19.5. Kyle Lowry, 14.5. Duncan Robinson, 12.5. PJ Tucker, 6.5.
Ooh, that's high.
Go under on PJ there, yeah.
Six is high?
That's high.
Yeah, 5.5, you might have me biting on it, but... 6.5. No, thank you, Jack.
14.
14.5 for Kyle Lowry.
Starting point guard. You're off the bench, guys, coming.
You say starting point guard as if it's Dwayne Wade, you know, playing the point. Like,
Buckets
he's, Kyle
out.
Lowry's showing you all season long why he's so valuable to the team, and it's not for his scoring.
Sooner or later, though. Testosterone kicks in. Let me
he
show
had a good fourth quarter, though. Like, he hit a couple threes against Chicago.
Let me show these suckers what I can do.
No, but we see what he can do. They're really good. It's not like they're like if they were 3-13 and Kyle Lowry was averaging 8 points, everyone would go, "Hey, that guy needs to score." I remember Goran used to score. You know, but they're really good. Are they atop the East? I have no idea.
They're second place right now.
Yeah. Used a different type of point guarding.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right.
Who though? Like, I feel traditionally point guard.
Yeah, but he's not thinking of a traditional point guard. He's thinking of LeBron running the point.
Get the ball, shake it up. Call that tonight, Spo.
What kind of
hey,
coaching?
KL.
What kind of
shake it up?
What kind of coaching is that? That's a Pharrell coaching. Shake it up.
Hey, shake it up.
Tonight, Monday Night Football, Washington. They'll play Seattle, 8:15 p.m. kickoff.
Let's see what that line is. You know I like me a Monday Night Football bet. Seahawks are 2-point favorites on the road in Washington. Who is it? Taylor Heineke? Tyler Heineke? Tyler Heineke? The hell's the guy's name?
Washington ain't bad, man.
Evan Bayholm?
He just got cut. Boom.
Evan Boehm.
Washington.
You like Washington plus the points?
Yeah. At home?
Home dog Monday night.
Yes.
I could be talked into that.
Impressive victory over the Panthers last week.
But I still don't understand what we're doing with Seattle here. And I understand they're not very good this season, but you still have Russell Wilson. You still have DK Metcalf. Tyler Lockett. I mean,
no, they have those two weapons. The guys you just named is their team.
Maybe we bet the over.
That's what, Washington scored 27? What's the over?
47.5.
The over ain't bad.
Maybe we bet the over.
I like that. Monday Night Football.
Got to throw some points up.
Yeah. We do a parlay? P.J. Tucker.
You put a P.J. Tucker on
the Hard Rock app. I did a parlay. The strangest parlay in the history of time this weekend. The hell did I parlay? It was this was my parlay. No joke. The Florida Panthers game will end regulation in a tie, parlayed with the Coby White over on the Bulls.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not proud of myself, ladies and gentlemen. That was not a winner, by the way.
Did you close your eyes and just hit?
I told my kid, who's a big Bulls fan, I'm like, you pick half the parlay, I'll pick half the parlay.
Okay.
He took the Coby White over.
He's doing more family bonding than trying to win
there
money.
There is no better family bonding than sports gambling or scratch-offs.
Beg to differ, but you know, different parenting techniques.
Hard Rock app is dangerous, man. I threw a couple bucks on the Pistons to beat the Lakers last night.
Bro,
I don't know why.
The live gambling on the Hard Rock app. I mean, I sat there last night. I didn't watch any Sunday night football because I started watching Zero Dark 30 on one of these channels. I couldn't turn it off. By the time I get to the football game, fourth quarter, it don't matter with live gambling.
it don't matter.
I had a great night in the fourth quarter. Who knew?
Dangerous.
Let's get to our weather.
I'm down $70,000 since it came online. Let me hold something.
Listen, we've been together on a lot of these bets, too. I wouldn't be surprised. We're good, fellas. Let's catch back up tonight. What? How are we going to do that? Flying to Vegas?
Oh, by the way, quickly, LeBron, did you guys see this? Fined $15,000 for a celebration after hitting the game-clinching three in Indiana last Wednesday. Did you guys see the celebration or no?
Yeah, we've seen that celebration before, right?
Eddie House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pelotas.
Oh, he did the – yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. He's soft as them.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Beautiful afternoon right now in South Florida. Not a cloud in sight. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 50s. That's your weather.
Ooh, been nice out, man. Yeah. Get outside.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.